Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 10th of September, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says mainly cloudy, with a shower or thunderstorm in spots this afternoon and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high of 33, with heating index on 42 degrees Celsius. Chance of precipitation is on 40% and humidity is on 75%. Southerly wind at 7 km per hour with occasional gust on 13 km per hour. And as it seems, also weekend will pass with some thunderstorms. Moon is almost new, waning crescent, illuminated on 7%. On Sunday, 13 September, it will be a new moon in Virgo, but also partial solar eclipse, and it will be only visible from South Africa, Antarctica, and locations in Indian and Atlantic Oceans. Solar eclipse and new moon in Virgo opening up a portal with potentiality for great healing. This is a time of seeing clearly, of trusting, of connecting deeply with Source and stepping forth gracefully on ground that previously might have tripped us. Time to activate our knowing and trust it will guide us through. So this is a time to cultivate new habits that will increase our health and energy levels. And eclipses can open our awareness to things that have been hidden, perhaps things you have hidden for yourself. This is a time when you will see some realities you may not want to see, and it is urgent that you find the courage to face the reality of your situation. Resident Assembly Service invites us to an action group update on Saturday 19th of September at Unity Pavilion International Zone. On Saturday, 12th of September at 6:30 p.m. at India Space, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone, Bharat Nivas presents an evening of Hindustani flute recital by Chandra, who is a student of Pandit Hadri Prasad Chaura, accompanied by Bryce from Sri Aurobindo Ashram, who is a flute player and teacher of Hindustani music. Chandra, after her studies in Orville, she has further lived and worked in India and abroad for higher education. She has been learning flute from Guruji Pandit Chaurasia and has performed with him on special occasions while being at his Gurukul. Chandra is now planning to study in UK. She has got an admission in the prestigious King's College in Cambridge. On this occasion, before her departure, she is happy to share a musical evening with Aurovillians and friends. Her first recorded flute CD would be available and music lovers can get a copy with a contribution which will go to support her higher educational journey. On September 15 at 4:30 p.m. at Sire in Town Hall Complex, we are invited to the Joy of Learning session, the Auroville Water Challenge Part 2. In the first part of Water Challenge, we were introduced to the big picture and heard about some of the challenges and possibilities involved in managing our water resources. In the second part of this series, they focus down and look at some of the ways in which Auroville is responding to the challenge. We will hear about the valuable land and canyon work done over the years to harvest water, about the importance and feasibility of recycling wastewater, and about an interesting experiment in rainwater catchment in apartment building. Presenters would be Kirit, with 18 years of rainwater harvesting and erosion control, Jan, approaching to sustainable water management in Auroville, David, with H2O hydrological challenge to conscious opportunity. Wednesday, 16th of September at 7:30 p.m. at Sauchu Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, we are invited to a mime act, Metropole Masters Mimes, with the title of Physical Poetry with the Mime Troupe of Auroville. And this performance is dedicated to the Masters of Mime and the spirit behind the word Metropolis. The performance shall be followed by a discussion about the upcoming International Mime Festival, Miming for the Masters, to be held in Auroville in the month of November this year. All those artists, performers, art lovers, writers and creative genius of Auroville who wish to be part of this effort are welcome to attend the MIME Act and the meeting thereafter. But if you are not able to come but still wish to be part of the festival, you can write to mime@auroville.org. On Tuesday, 15th of September at 4 p.m. at Sire, at Teacher Center, the Teacher Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education. This week's topic will be on some of the different educational experiments happening in India. They will show three short films: Riverside School, A Freedom to Learn in Rishi Valley, and Sugata Mitras, The New Experiment in Self-Teaching. It will be a time for sharing. And Teacher Center on 18th and on Saturday 19th organizes a workshop and invites teachers to this workshop. The two-day workshop would be on the elements of lesson design, and the workshop looks at the innovative way of the lecture method, making it fun and interesting to the students. The workshop is for the teachers in Orville and outreach schools working with children in the ages of 7 to 18. And the workshop will be facilitated by Sheba and Lina, both with many years of experience in the field of education. But they need to know how many teachers will be participating, so to attend the workshop you need to send a mail to teacherscenter@oral.org. Maybe the rumor has reached you that they are in preparation for a new musical production, which is called Miladashas. They will be performing on 25th, 26th and 27th of September in the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone. For safety reasons, they have been asked to limit the size of the audience to 550 people each night. Therefore, they are planning to issue tickets for each performance. These tickets will be available from 18th of September at their online website, booking.watmon.in, but you can also get a paper ticket at the solo kitchen or the town hall front desk. You will be only allowed into the performance if you have a valid ticket, so to avoid disappointment, please do get your ticket on or after the 18th. The 25th and 26th night performance will begin at 8 p.m. On Sunday 27th, they will have a special performance for younger children and their parents, which will start at 5:30 p.m. So they encourage people with young children to plan for this evening. As there probably will be a high demand for tickets, they would ask that people only plan to come for one performance. Africa House Pavilion of African Culture and International Zone is in the need for your hands. Common Space Community Hall of Temporary Structures is nearly completed. They are in the phase to put the top layer of the roof structure, and that needs to be done in one go. Because of that, they need all the hands available. But they need you to commit for at least 4 days, starting from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with lunch provided. And the work will be going on Thursday 10th, Friday 11th and Saturday 12th. You can find them in International Zone, where the treehouse is on the left side if you're going down to the visitors center, or opposite of the Bharat Nivas entrance. And everyone is heartily welcomed. And here's the news from Aravel Budokan at the Deya Shakti, that children classes will stop for the second term holidays from Saturday 19 and will start on Monday 5th of October. The evening adults classes Monday and Wednesday will also stop from Monday 19, while adults morning classes will go on as usual every Tuesday and Thursday, advanced and Saturday beginners from 6 to 7:30 a.m. And here's the word from us. We are currently a fairly stable team of 5 persons at the radio. However, there is so much more that can and should be done. Aside from recording and producing programs, we train people as well. For example, work involving software engineers to help manage new features for our website, and programmers familiar with Android and iPhone applications. Journalists and photographers, but even an architect to help us create a garden pot-like studio. We are happy to say that Prem and Rema have found via housing a temporary place to stay, and all the recording devices still missing, and if you happen to have borrowed it, please let us know. From The Lights on Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, "The whole principle of this yoga is to give oneself entirely to the divine alone and to nobody and nothing else, and to bring down into ourselves by union with the divine mother all the transcendent light, power, wideness, peace, purity, truth, consciousness and ananda of the supramental divine." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.